for our one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And we'll start with Sunday. And I'd like to start, Coach, with the special teams, because game after game, year after year, Dave Phipp does a great job. Talk about, you know, the message that he brings to his players, and they really follow his direction.
Yeah, Dave does an outstanding job, you know, just getting those guys prepared each week. And he's such a detailed guy. One thing I've noticed with Dave is he really drills it down all the way to the way he practices and the way he does his drill work in practice. It's not always about repping kickoff, return. It's about doing the drills, how to block a three, how to block a four, how to double team, how to come off. That's what he's teaching the guys to do. And then within that, understanding the scheme and keeping things simple for the guys to just go out and execute. And, you know, 2 weeks in a row to have a kickoff return like we've had, you got to have that stuff, obviously, in the National Football League, and along with defensive scores and whatnot. But those guys have done an outstanding job the last couple of weeks.
And you're also winning field position. Caleb's having a terrific start to the season here. Donnie. I mean, it's all the way across. That group believes that it can change the fortunes of a game.
You know, and the one thing that I won't lose sight of is special teams. I think there's three phases to every team, and it's offense, defense, obviously, and the kicking game. And you got to spend equal time with all three. And you know, if you're going to be good special teams unit, one, you got to have a good coordinator, you got to have good schemes, all that. I got it. But the second thing is making sure your players understand their assignments, where they can just go out and play fast.
Doug, tell me about Josh Huff. What is he? What kind of football player is he? What does he bring to the table here?
Josh is very athletic. He's tough-minded. He wants the football. I mean, that's the type of kid and the type of player he is. And each week offensively, we try to find ways to get him the ball, whether it be on those little slip screens or throwing the ball on different movements and whatnot. But, you know, he's such a transitional player, meaning he can get in and out of breaks extremely well, that we've got to keep finding him ways to get him the ball. And he's so explosive after the catch. You saw it not only on the kickoff return, but on some of the throws we gave him, that he can get his 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 yards a catch. And we just got to keep finding ways. He's much like Darren Sproles that way.
Yeah.
And got to keep him plugged in.
Why is it necessary to get him balls in those kinds of ways, whether it's the jet sweep, whether it's the screens, whether it's, you know, the little throws into the flat?
Well,
he's really special when he has the ball.
He's special with the ball in his hand, and you look at his college career. I mean, that's the type of, you know, receiver runner that he was even in college. And you know, I want to utilize that strength. You know, some guys are gifted to run routes down the field. He's gifted around the line of scrimmage with the ball in his hand and be able to burst and make plays. So we just got to keep finding unique ways to get him the ball. We also know that he can throw the ball a little bit, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's a pass in his future.
How'd you feel about the offense on Sunday against Minnesota? And the tough start, but the patience from Carson and the group and the way you kind of control the line of scrimmage.
You know, I think that's the key right there, is the patience. And in my mindset as a play caller, I went into this game telling myself that we were going to have to be patient and run the football. I thought we kind of stuck to our guns that way, and then we made some strides with the run pass options. Carson, you know, on the 2-point conversion, it was designed quarterback run to get it in. The 4th and 2 was another run there that he either could have given it to Ryan or keep it himself, and he kept it. So, you know, being patient with the run game first and second down, I think keeps you in a little bit more manageable third down.
You put your film study on the day after the game, watching the right tackle, Halapalavati Vaitai. You call him Big V. Tell us how he played. Just break it down for us.
He played much more under control in this game, meaning he took last week where he was very sort of erratic and kind of all over the place and just said, you know what, I'm much better than this. And he took the coaching during the week from Coach Stoutland and was able to just calm himself down. He used his hands much better. He stayed in, you know, inside position on Robeson, who's a fine pass rusher, and did an outstanding job. And, didn't have to use as many protection calls his way. We could kind of go back to our normal protection schemes. And, and just thought he really handled the his second start extremely well.
So what does that kind of performance do for the young guy?
Just boosts his confidence, number one. It just lets him know that he can play at this level and he can play with some confidence. And now he's seen both extremes. He's seen the erratic type, and now he's seen the calm type. And obviously, hopefully, we get the same performance out of him again this week.
From a coaching standpoint, Doug, what do you take from Carson? You've been through games where things don't start so well, and then you put things together. What does that show you?
Just shows you that he's calm. He's so calm, and nothing really phases him. And you know, he had the two bad interceptions and the fumble exchange with Darren, and you know, there was no panic again with this kid. And he does a nice job on the sideline rallying the guys, and he just forgets about it. And let's go out the next series. And hey, coach, what are you thinking? And so I give him a few ideas, and he goes and executes. It's great to see from a young quarterback that kind of stuff doesn't bother him and the type of poise that he has.
We are in Dallas week. So I remember the story that Andy Reid said that he went to the – I'm excited. I know. We don't have to bring that up. Andy Reid has the story, went to the store when he was a head coach. Little old lady comes up and says, just beat Dallas twice. Yeah. Have you had any of those experiences?
I've had some. I haven't had them this year or this week yet, obviously. But I have in the past when I was here before. It's all about beating Dallas and the Cowboys and – I'm sure it'll happen again this week. But, yeah, this is a big week, and you know, we're 0-1 in the division. So in order for us to get back on track, we got to take care of business this week.
How good are the Cowboys?
They're good. It's a good football team. Obviously, on offense, I think Dak is another fine young quarterback that is playing extremely well and not turning the ball over. And defensively, they, you know, it's a group that flies around. They're making plays. They're an aggressive group. They give you a bunch of different stunts and movement up front. Again, it's on the road in a loud stadium. Can be hostile down there. So we just gotta get ready for work and take them one play at a time and eliminate the penalties, eliminate mistakes, give ourselves an opportunity.
Finally, you know, we sat here last year, coach, or last week, and we talked about crossroads kind of thing and adversity and what was your message going to be, and whatever message you gave them, they responded. So in the big picture, I mean, I think that's for a young head coach, that's a big deal. We stopped the bleeding, beat the NFL's last unbeaten team. What do you think it means to you in the big picture?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, I think the guys see me sometimes as a player being in the locker room and knowing kind of what they're going through on a two-game skid like we just came through, and then being able to rebound and pull it all together. It's not about speeches and rah-rah. It's about each man just kind of owning up to his responsibility and his job and doing his assignments. And that's what we saw this week. It was the defensive line taking ownership. It was the offensive line taking ownership. And collectively as a group, you know, yeah, we kind of laid that egg against Washington, and they vowed to come back and play well against a fine football team in Minnesota. And they responded extremely well, and we got the win.
Doug, thanks so much. Go beat the Cowboys.
Thanks, Dave.
Doug Peterson, one-on-one, presented by Wawa.